Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
9:25, quickly back to Deuce McAllister. Y'all all know who he is. Deuce, when it comes to, and I was kidding before, but I mean it sincerely, talk about the officiating in the NFL. You can. I don't think they'll fine you. But, man, it amazes me how you're on top of it, and these guys are taking like 15 minutes to figure it out.
Well, Tommy, I mean, I'll get maybe an email or call for talking about him. But, no, I will not get fined like some of the players and the coaches for criticizing. Look, I get it. It's a tough job. It's a tough job. And so I've always said, you know, and actually after the game, I knew a few of the officials. I know them personally. Mm-hmm. I know them personally after it, but I didn't know that they were calling the actual game. It is probably like any professional sport, and really any sport in general. I think we hurt ourselves with the amount of rules. I mean, because the field goal block rule is one that it's the right rule if you're going by the book, but it's also one that doesn't make sense. And, you know, from my opinion, my viewpoint, once the ball was blocked, we know that by the Saints. Once the ball ricocheted off of a Carolina player, that ball should have been dead. But it was like, I guess, I don't know if they felt like that was touching or complete control, whatever it may have been. But since it did go back towards our line of scrimmage or towards the line of scrimmage, we touched it. Cam touched it. He tried to scoop it and score. They recovered it. That made it their ball. So I get it. But that's a lot. That's a lot. And so if they can clean up and kind of make the rules a little bit tough or easier for interpretation, I think that's what people want. I mean, because nobody pays to see officials go out and throw flags and blow whistles. And, you know, you come to see the players. You come to see the players go out and perform. Now, you do need organization, and you do need them. They do play a critical role. But, you know, at the same time, you want to see players play, and it's a tough job, but, you know, it's one where you don't want every play to be stopped because of officiating.
Tell me about Alvin Kamara and what you saw out of him on Sunday, because he was so close to breaking one.
Yeah, I think for Alvin, you know, probably from some frustration. You know, he's not obviously going to say it just because that's the type of player he is. But he wants to show what he has. I mean, he wants to be able to go out there and compete. he wants to still show that he can play at a high level. And, you know, I know that we hadn't seen him enough or as far as with touches and to be able to get him in space and open field. And, you know, this year he's probably had to run more inside just because you lost Kendre and then you didn't get Taysom back. And so you can't just run him outside every play. You've had to run inside probably a little bit more than they wanted to. But, I mean, he's done his job. So now for him, it's getting to the point to say, hey, how can I help? What else can I do? And so I thought that he had a really good job. He was able to get to that second and third level. And like you said, you know, there was a play or two where he's close to breaking it all the way. And hopefully he does get a chance to do so, you know, a couple of times on the second half of the season.
What about Tyler Shuck now that he's got a game on tape? Is his job going to get a lot harder, especially after people got 2 weeks to look at it?
Yeah, you get 2 weeks to look at him. It's really four games. I mean, and so they'll still go back and look at some of the preseason game. And even when he came in against Tampa Bay and, you know, you look at that. I mean, but for Tyler, you know that the looks will change a little bit. How teams kind of play you will change a little bit. Now that defensive tackle, instead of maybe getting up the field as far, he's going to hang back because he know you will step up into the pocket and try to, like we talked about earlier, try to manipulate it in that manner. I mean, and so he's just got to take what the defense gives him. I mean, I know that sounds generic, but that's kind of the truth. You know, there was a couple passes in there that were tight window throws, and he took it. Now, you may not have converted as far as on third down, but, I mean, those are tight window throws. And if you have that much confidence, I mean, to be able to throw them, at some point some of those throws are going to break, and, you know, the defender won't be able to come up and make those tackles. I mean, but, you know, there will be adjustments. Atlanta will have some adjustments for him when we get to them next week.
Tell me what you think of offensive side first. Play the offensive line, because they have had some injuries, and I thought they played pretty well on Sunday.
Yeah, they played pretty well. I mean, you still don't like the two sacks. I mean, you want a clean game from that aspect of it, but I mean that'll hopefully get better as those guys continue to go out there. You did have three new starters playing, you know, from the center, left guard, and right tackle. So, you know, they've all played for you this year, but, you know, to play the complete game, that's what they had to do. And you know, all you want time. You want time and you want run lanes, and so you want those guys to be able to be comfortable. We'll see if you get Fuaga back as your right tackle this upcoming week, you know, but if you don't, you feel good about at least who you have and what you have, and now it's just going out and executing that game plan. I mean, and so you would love to have the original five that you felt like that you had going into camp, but you know you traded one of those guys, and so now it's giving a young quarterback and those weapons an opportunity to be able to hopefully to be successful.
What did you see, or what was most impressive to you about Tyler on Sunday?
I thought the poise. I mean, you know, when you go back and look at it, not only just from college, but early in the year, I felt like pressure, and no quarterback likes pressure in his face. But I thought that pressure, he understood and knew exactly where the pressure was coming from. So he showed pretty good poise. I mean, there's one series in there where he's talking to Devin Neal that he sees the pressure on the backside. And I think Devin had a 1-2, so Devin had to check front side. And then if that's not coming, then he goes backside. And so your quarterback already saw it. He was telling him, hey, that guy over there is coming. And so you see just from the eyes of the running back and how his head moves, he goes 1-2. He goes back there. He picks it up. And so just little things like that. I mean, if he can continue to do that, it's only going to get better for him.
Did you see anything from him on Sunday, or is it far too early to say, you know what, this could be the guy?
I need to see more. Okay. I mean, I need to see more games. I need to see how you react when things go bad. You know, when things are bad, how are you reacting? When I don't have my fastball, how am I reacting? You know, can I still manipulate the defenses? Can I still be able to get the ball to some secondary guys? And so, you know, can I distribute it to 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 different players? And so, you know, when I'm not having the best day and I need a drive, can I respond to that drive? And so that's what I need to see before you just swear off and say, oh, yeah, we've got our quarterback. You had one game.
Tell me about the play of Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Gulaid has played well. I mean, he's played well. I mean, teams have challenged him. I mean, there's been games where they went right back at him. And, you know, so for him to be able to respond, that's what he's going to have to do. Talk about a defensive back having to have a short memory. Well, guess what? You're going to have a short memory. You're going to see some of the best athletes in the world. And, you know, for most defensive backs, they play it running backwards. And so for him, he's going to have that short memory, be able to understand and know my keys, be able to make plays. You know, another young player that has gotten more and more time is Riley, your rookie from Louisville. And so, you know, at times teams have tried to pick on him. I mean, but he was going up against a first rounder, and I thought that, you know, he held his own. There was a play where they tried to go to Tet early in the game, and he did an outstanding job of just staying in phase and squeezing him to the sideline where it was an incompletion. It was a go ball. And so if you can continue to get that confidence and get snaps, then, I mean, that's all you want. You want to see improvement.
Let me ask you about the stuff that goes on the field when it comes to protection, because you got the center calling protections, right? You got running backs sometimes calling protections, and you got the quarterback as well. Tell me how all of that communication doesn't just wind up and everybody talking at one time.
Yeah, well, the point. There's always going to be a point, and you'll hear the center call Mike 51 or Mike 52 or whatever. But I mean, for any offense,
that means the middle linebacker. Tell me what that means.
Yes, Mike. He's calling out the middle linebacker. Okay. He is calling out the mic. And so, but for any defense, you know, we talked about three down or four down. The Saints primarily are three down defensive linemen, and so, you know, that could be a nose tackle or two tackles and two ends. But you also have two linebackers. And so for the Saints, what you have to do when you're playing against the Saints defense, you make one of those guys a down lineman. And so now it makes it easier to be able to count them. I mean, because if you see 2 points, then that means that guy, hey, he's a jack. You know, it depends on what the offense terminology is. He's a jack. He could be a rush guy, or he could be a guy that drops into coverage. Mm-hmm. But that tells the back as well as the tackle that, hey, he's a potential rusher. And now from the rules, how the offense is built, the quarterback can come in and say, hey, I don't want Mike to be 51. I want Mike to be 31. That's who I want you guys to go to. And then now that bumps everybody over. Everybody is on the same page from that standpoint, because the quarterback has overruled the center. And as a running back, depending on what type of protection it is that allows me and tells me what my job is now. That allows you and tells you what exactly your job is. And so that's in man protection. Slide protection is a lot easier, but it also leaves you open for certain rushes. And so slide protection is everybody, the center may call out Mike 51, but we're all sliding to a gap. We're just sliding to a gap. So if a team overloads one side, now you may be short a man to pick up because we only slid one gap. Mm-hmm. You don't slide over three gaps. The only way you do that is if it's a quick throw and you kind of throw your body out there, because your job is to cover a gap in slide protection. And so there's rules. Every team has rule breakers. You know, you have some really, really smart quarterbacks and really smart backs that kind of talk. They talk there amongst themselves, not between everybody else, that, hey, if this guy comes, I want you to act like you're blocking him and then release. And so that's something that, hey, it better work, because if it does, you got to go over there and explain it to the quarterback or to the head coach and the OC why it didn't work. I mean, but it may be just something that you saw on film and you feel like that this is what they're going to do. And so, you know, it's a cat and mouse game. It's a truly cat and mouse game. And you've got the defensive guys over there on that side, Mike linebacker, who is normally the captain, and he's calling out defensive sets and checks and different things of that nature. So it's film study, but it's a cat and mouse game.
All of this happening, and I would challenge anybody listening to that just now to get on a gym floor in tennis shoes and shorts and just walk through all of that. Go ahead and walk through all of that. Don't worry about fast speed. Don't worry about hitting anybody. Don't worry about any of that. Just walk through everything that Deuce just said and try to make sense of all of that. But then you got the controlled chaos, or in some cases uncontrolled chaos, that's about to unfold with huge, giant, muscular people going after each other. Is that about accurate?
Yeah, that's the mental part of it. You haven't even played the game.
Right. That's just the mental part.
Snapped at all.
Right. That's
the
just
ball, the ball has not been snapped at all. We're just playing the middle part. And so I want to know who can absorb that information and if I can give you multiple plays. And so if I can give you multiple plays, then I can give you answers to the test. But if you can't handle the general information, then I may not be able to put you out there as much, because now you can't pass the test. Mm-hmm. You can't pass the test. And guess what? A hesitation is you're beat.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Because once that ball snaps and you hesitate because you don't know what you're doing, you're beat. You're either going to, one, it's going to be an unsuccessful play, and two, you may get somebody hurt. And so that's why, from the mental aspect of it, how much can I give you? How much can you absorb? How much can we put into a game plan, game specific? How much can we put in, and my guys know exactly what they're doing?
The next day after the game, whenever you watch the tape, it's apparent who knew what they were doing and who didn't?
I don't even need to see the next day. I mean, okay. Because most teams now, from technology, they're watching film on the flight.
On the pad,
They're watching film on the bus ride to the airport.
I got you.
So I can look at it because it's supposed to be from an offensive line. If we were bumping to 51 and we're sliding the line, if somebody doesn't step right, you know that they don't know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, if they step right and the line is sliding left, you know that's the bus. If we have man-to-man and a guy lunges one way and he goes the other way, then either he's picking up a blitz or he doesn't know what he's doing. He didn't know that that was his guy. And so you can tell. It may take you rewinding it twice, but if I can see your head turn a certain way, or I can see that, hey, that guy's uncovered. Somebody dropped the coverage, because these two guys, three guys, they're doing one thing. He's not doing that. And so that was the bus right there.
Man, I love talking X's and O's with you and trying to figure out what the hell is actually going on, because we think we know, but we don't. We don't have any idea. As you said, that's just the mental part of it. Forget the physical part. Everything we were talking about is just the mental part before that. Hey, Deuce, thank you, man. I hope you have a good Sunday off. Play some golf, will you?
I'm going to definitely try. The weather finally is acting up. I appreciate it. You guys be safe, and thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you, Deuce. We appreciate it. We'll look for you tomorrow at Rouse's Market in Marrero on 6205 La Palco. He's got his Sharpie ready. He's not buying groceries, but he will autograph whatever you want. 940, 20 till 10, traffic now, WWL. 9:47, 13 till 10. One of my favorite things that happens at this time of year has been going on since 1907, and it is the Turkey Day race. And to me, it's the optimum way to spend Thanksgiving. And with that, we welcome in Benjamin Burke. Get Thanksgiving started, I should say. We welcome in Benjamin Burke, Executive Race Director, New Orleans Track Club. How you doing, Benjamin?
Very good, Tommy. Thanks for having me once again.
Tell me about the race that I'm talking about, the Turkey Day race. Tell me about the origins of this thing. Who started it?
Yeah, no, it's rich history. So back in 1907, actually, Tag Gormley, which the stadium that you finished the race in, he started it. It's actually the fifth oldest race in the country, and just so happens that he started another race we produce and own is the Jackson Day race, which is in January. So that's the third oldest race in the country. So it's a really cool connection between the two, and I'm just honored to be a part of this event and to see it flourish.
It's a 5-mile course, but you don't have to run it.
You don't. You can walk, skip, hop. it hits all the best parts of City Park, down Roosevelt Mall. You circle around NoMa, back up past on Henry Thomas, you go past the softball fields in the dog park. So it hits all the great spots of the park and it finishes right inside the stadium on the 50-yard line.
I love the communal aspect of it, how everybody is there together, working up a good appetite for Thanksgiving and just enjoying a holiday, maybe with a group of people that you would not otherwise be with.
Totally, totally. Yeah, it's a huge family event. We have a kids run in the morning, starting at 8 a.m. and then with the five miler that starts at 8:30. But we're projecting over 3,500 this year, partly to do with for the first time in decades we have actually finisher medals that came out really fantastic.
So really?
Everybody can finish. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Awesome.
The first time since the 90s, since they've had finisher medals. So it's a really good looking medal. We promote it as an historic medal for an historic race. So make sure those finishers, come get your medal.
Everybody that is against everybody gets a trophy has never participated in a race where they got a medal at the end. Am I right?
Yeah. I know.
It challenges your beliefs, Benjamin. It really does.
Exactly.
It's like, wait a minute. I didn't do anything, but I got a medal. Yeah, I'm going to get that.
Yeah.
Take it home. You damn right. I'm taking it home. Tell me who who it benefits, Benjamin, please.
A large portion of it, mostly all of it, goes to Spina Bifida of Louisiana. Last year alone, we raised just under $40,000 for Spina Bifida. So that was awesome. They're a great organization. They come out and hold the finish line tape. So if you see them at the finish line, please give them, a shout. So they're a really great organization to work with.
I remember one year, man, I had to have been 30 years old maybe, and I'm just pushing for everything I can to finish strong at the 50-yard line. And a gentleman that had to be at that time 85 years old barely nudged me out and beat me in a sprint at the end. And then he came up to me and said, "Nice race." And I thought, wow. I just...
That's true. I mean, it happens. It happens.
What did I accomplish, really? But I still would get my medal if I'm still going to get my medal this year. Tell me how people. What time is the race on Thanksgiving Day?
The race starts. The 5 mile starts at 8:30, and the kids run starts at 8. The packet pickup pre-race starts at 6:30. But we also have two chances to come before the race to get your packet and your items too. The day before at City Park, and then on Tuesday at NOAC Rampart Street.
But you don't get your medal till you finish.
Correct. We do have people that will call in. Can I get my medal? Like, no, you got to finish.
There you go. It's get at the 50-yard line like everybody else. Tell me where people go to get more information.
They can get more information at turkeydayrace.com.
I'll be out there, I guarantee you.
All the history. Awesome. Yes,
I won't
sir.
Miss it. Thank you,
yes,
Benjamin.
Sir. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. You bet. Go to turkeydayrace.com. We'll take a break, find out what Newell's got planned for us when we come back on WWL.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.